Till now, we're learning Siman Tzarekes, Tzarekes, we're talking about Lashinat Tam, Tabik and Rabon Deraiso, Sugyo Kapelo, Hayy Mishara, the Kadeiro, Latomois, Elias. Now, from here to this man, we're focusing on Namit Tam, Tama Moshes, our Siman Kokes, Kul Kavalo, Sugyo Tama Moshes. Now, just the reason why we switched the order of the Siman, we went jumped out of order. It's Simon Kof Kaval Kopeis, an exception to the Klal of when we do not say Bittul Boroiv. Therefore, first of all, Simon Kof has the Klal of Bittul Boroiv, Yavish B'Yavish, and then we go back to Kof of Aleph and learn the exception to the Klal in those cases of Beria, Chadicha, Leskabet, Dovish Yishamachim, that Afilu Be'elof Lay Bottle. So we're learning first now the Klal, and later on do the exception to the Klal. To be maktim, negerta sugya, there are four separate cases that have been thrown around in Siman Kof Tes. There are two different types of teruvis a person can have, and two different types of cases negerta teruvis. You can have two teruvis, one of a yavish be yavish, one of a case of lach falach. You can have two different types of cases, one min b'minoi, and one min shloi b'minoi. If it comes out, you can have four different cases over here. You can have balabatish, you can have a case of yavish, that's a case of minoi. You have a case of Yavish, of Shaloi B'minoi. You have a case of Lach B'minoi. A case of Lach, Shaloi B'minoi. Those are the four cases over here. Halacha is really very simple. It comes out, Be'ikir, that a case of Lach, Shaloi B'minoi. What's Halacha? You need Shishim, Tam, Ikir D'Raiso. You need a case of Pashas D'Raiso. That means you have two things, Lach, and a case of Shaloi B'minoi. You need Shishim. You're missing two things. If it's not Lach, it's Yavish. If it's not Shaloi B'minoi, it's Minoi, you're missing two things. That's the loch and zefalof, yavish b'yavish, min b'minoi. The case is yoyim. So we have two extremes, one is lach, and shloi b'minoi is shishim, usually min ha-toro. It was a case of yavish and b'minoi, so we yoyim, even min ha-bonon. When you have in between, you're missing only one and not two, then in the case of lead shishim, min ha-bonon, for two different reasons. Then, for example, you have a case of yavish and shloi b'minoi. Therefore, it's only missing one aspect. It's not lach shloi b'minoi, it's yavish shloi b'minoi. It's switched from lach to the case of yavish. Lach is that you need shishim midrabanan. What the reason is gzeru atu shloi b'minoi. That's the pashtus. You have a case the other way. You have a case of lach b'minoi. Again, it's only missing one of the aspects. In the case of lach, what's b'minoi, not shloi b'minoi. Also, you need a case of shishim. The case also be a midrabanan atu shloi b'minoi. Atri Vashlam, sorry, Atri Vashlam. No, that's Atri Shloi B'minoi. Be clear. So again, we have a case of when it's Lach Shloi B'minoi. What's the case of Yavish and B'minoi is B'roi? When you have a case of Yavish and the Shloi B'minoi, that's Gzeir Atri Vashlam. And if it comes out, we're going to have two different Gzeirs over here. A case of when you have Yavish Shloi B'minoi and when it's Lach was B'minoi. There are two different Gzeirs going on. When it's Lach B'minoi, it's Gzeir Atri Shloi B'minoi. And the Yavish Shloi B'minoi is not up to something else, up to the thing itself, a gzeir of being mavashal. So one's a gzeir to something else, a different case. One's up to itself, you might come to mavashal. Those are the four cases over here. Now to build where it's coming from the Sugya of Makarios and down to Halacha, start from the Mishnah itself, the Mishnah that's out of Gvav on Beis, being down when you have a kid inside a pot, cooked with the whole entire children. You have a nevel inside a pot. The Mishnah says, if you see the gid, you see the nevel, you take it out. The loch is all time shown if there's a sin as tam, will be osir. If it's shishim, it will be motor. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah, but let's say you do not recognize the gid, or you do not recognize the nevel, the loch is a feel by elephant bottle. It could be all osir. Add come the Mishnah. Come on the Gemara, that's like this, that's kuf. It says, if you do not recognize it, why feel by elephant bottle? Levi bottle buroi? You have a case of roi? Says the Gemara, first in the case of Gid, the Gemara answers Beria. The case of Nevela, the Gemara has one teretz Eshedakulimnois, or the second teretz of Chedicharel Eshabed. The Gemara makes it Tzvich, so why do we need all three terutzim? What comes out is we have a Locha that really should be Botel B'roiv, except in the case of Beria, except in the case of Eshedakulimnois or Kolshedakulimnois, the K.H. Chedicharel Eshabed, otherwise should be Botel B'roiv. Now all these halachas of Beria is a sim b'fnei atzmoi. That's what we learn after this. The sugya of chedicha leschabed is a sim b'fnei atzmoi. Kol da'akilim nois can be simon kofiur, and each one is going to be a different simon. Discuss these exceptions. We have a klal in the Gemara. If it's not a Beria, not chedicha leschabed, ukedoyma, the halacha can be batel b'roiv. That's what the Gemara says. Now, with Yisrael, with coming from batel b'roiv, says the Rosh, in Siman Lamed Zayin, pasuk in the Torah, Achri Av L'Hatos, the Taz by Of Sukkon Aleph, and the Shach both bring down the Klal of Achri Av L'Hatos. That's the makor of this halacha of Bittul Baroyim. But it's an obvious kasha that when you learn the pasuk Achri Av L'Hatos, the case of the pasuk Mishpatim, in a over there it says by the case of Bezdin. But in the case of Bezdin, the question is something mutter or something aser. You have only one option. We say you go after Roy. We take the pasuk Achri Av L'Hatos by a bunch of cases, Roy Bila Sachapal, or any case where the Gemara is extending it to, your question, your case is it mutter or aser? They go after Roy. Well, but here we're saying more than that. Here we know for sure we have Hetel Fenenu, we have Isla Fenenu. Not only are we saying Achri Av L'Hatos, we're saying a second law called Bittul Baroyim, and it's happened the Isla to the Hetel. So the Rosh Hashanah Moisev a second halacha. Not only are we saying we're not sure we have one piece that comes off an enu, we had 10 pieces, and when one was perished from the 10, halacha is called the parish from a parish. We say lecha acharoi. Why we only have one option is that mutter is an osir. The Rosh was Moisev a second halacha in the gate from the pasuk. Not only do we say lecha acharoi, we say bittul baroyim, and there is in this hapech to heter. So the chiddush of here, a sign of the Rosh is not only lecha acharoi but bittul baroyim. The Kashrek to Olam, where in the world do you see two halachas from one pasuk? What right do you have to go do that? And the Torah is discussing case in Besin, we're not sure how to paskin, the guy Chayiv or Potter, Osir or Mutter, we'll say Lecha Charoy. But to say you have a case of Isla Fanenu and this bottle inside Eter, and this Hapik, what right to say this Hapik with the pasuk Achra Balatis? To say over a bunch of halachim, but two, one yeshivish, one from Archa Shulchan. So there's Reb Chaim in Stencil, a similar Reish Chavtes. He says, to answer this kasha, that true, the halach is, we have Lecha Acharoiv. But the Torah says, you need a Bezin of 23. Or Bezin, whatever the Bezin is. So let's say you have 13 saying one way, 10 saying another way, you follow 13, which is a Roiv. If you're following 13, you don't have 23. The Torah says, you need 23 in the Bezin, you need 23 to Paskin. You're saying the other 10 is not here, but you need 23. The Torah is telling you two things. You follow the 13, and the 10 is bottled to the 13, and it's half-baked to follow the 13. So the pasuk, when the Bezin tells you, and the Torah tells you, you follow the Roiv and Bezin, it's telling you two things in the pasuk. One is Lechach Roiv, and one is Bittul Baroiv. And therefore the Rosh is saying two things over here. It's Lechach Roiv, and therefore it's half-baked to Issa to the Heter. One way of saying it. Another way that Archa Shulchan over here, he points out, the Bezin is a Gemara in Melachos and Daf Chof Beis. The Gemara brings down the discussion of Mim B'mina Lach Balach. What's Halacha? You know already we learned Siman Tzadaches. Machlokes is Afil of Elchle Bottle of Yehuda Shito. The Chomash Shito is Bottle Beroyim. Rashi passes like a Yehuda Mim B'mina Lach Balach Afil of Elchle Bottle. We pass in Siman Tzadaches like Rebbe Tam and Shari Shainim is Bottle in the case of Shishin. Come on, the Gemara discusses where is the Makar for Rabbanon? And where's the Makar for Yehuda? We want to discuss it. The Gemara says, Shnei Mikor Echadoshu. They both learn out from the same exact pasuk. You have pasuk in the Torah by Yom Kippur. The Lokan will be Dama Par Vadama Seir. You have blood from the Par and the Seir. You mix it together. Mix the two together. The Lokan is you put upon the Mizbeach. Come on, Yehuda says, over here we see Mim Minoi. The Lokan is, Balach Balach, it's not be Batal Fil Ba'elef. That's where he learns out from. The Chum learns out from the same pasuk, Shnei Mikor Echadoshu. Says over here, since Shneim are Eilim, both are Eilim, that's why it's not Mevatel. Otherwise, it will be Mevatel. Says Aruch HaShulchan, pointing out, we see, Fakert, where's the Makar of the Yisoid of Bittul, Shneim Ekor Echadarshu, they're both putting out the Pasuk of Dama Pa V'Dama Seir. Therefore, the Yisoid of Bittul is coming from this Pasuk. Explains Aruch HaShulchan, either we share the Pasuk, coming down in Akra Blahatis. The Pasuk of the Dama Pa V'Dama Seir is a Giloi in the Pasuk Akra Blahatis. Now if you say Lecha Charoi, you'll say Bittul Baroi. We learn now the fact that Chumas say they learn from Dama Pa V'Dama Seir, the Shnei Mo'ilam and Nakim Mevatel Zezah, otherwise it will be Mevatel. That means we'll know that Locha Lecha Charoi also tells you a second Locha of Bittul Baroi. Once again, this is the Mekor of the Locha, which is really our Sugyo. Achra Mlahatis, we have two Tim Ovoyer Lefanenu. One is Lecha Charoi, one is Bittul, and it's Hapech the Rosh. To understand what the case we're having over here, a Yavish B'Yavish Bim B'Minoi. The case of the Mishnah, Beisaisi points out, is really not a case of Yavish B'Yavish. The case of the Mishnah, that Sadek Vav, is when you have pieces of the Gid on the Vela being cooked together in the Cholent. And it's being all cooked together. So why are we calling it Yavish B'Yavish? So the Beis Yosef says, and more brings it down, the Shach explains, the words Beis Yosef, that you should know, the word Yavish B'Yavish does not mean it's dry, it was never cooked together. It does not mean that. Yavish B'Yavish means something is even ba'atma, something standing right now by itself, that's the getter Yavish B'Yavish. And therefore, anytime things are cooked together, you have to worry about two things. One mitzvah the tam, or one mitzvah the mamoshis. The Mishnah in Tzadik Vav says, as a tam shavoy, we already took care of. We have shishim. But the Gemara says, you have chatich inside, I feel be'ef like bottle. And the Gemara that says, I love the mevotel v'royim. That means mitzvah the tam, we already have shishim. So two ways of taking care of tam. Either it's cooked and we have shishim, or was it cooked together? Also, no problem of tam. Therefore, the definition of yavish b'yavish is what says the Ramah. It's even ba'atzmoi. It says the Shach, even though it's cooked together and you have shishim, you always have a second problem over here. Mitzad the case of the mamash shishiboy. Now, Sif Beis discusses the halacha being mivashal. That means when there's no shishim. Otherwise, even when you have shishim, you'll always have to give two problems: one mitzad the tam, which you have shishim; a second mitzad the mamashes. Now the reason why, you can ask, you have shishim in the children, so let's count that. Why is that part of the roiv? How can you have roiv and shishim? The answer is, in the gate of tam, when it's bashim shover, you count the water and the beans and the potatoes and the whole children, you count together with a piece of meat. That's why if you have shishim, it's mutter. Says the Mishnah and the Gemara, but let's say you're discussing the meat itself, what's part of the suffix? Is it part of the suffix of the mamoshes? No. We know the shalit is in the vela. The shalit is in the gid. So with the gid to the mamoshes, we only discuss what's the gid to our suffix. Therefore, the gid to our suffix is a piece of meat. But the Gemara says, the gid to the meat, agam mitzah the tam shabbat you have shishim. But that's not enough mitzah the mamoshes. Mitzah the mamoshes, you have to declare the mamoshes is part of the suffix. Only the meat's the suffix, not the rest of the children. What? Yeah, two pieces. The two pieces will be also. And the rest of the children will be mutter, 100%. So again, the study that we're discussing over, the case we're discussing over here, is even when we got cooked together, you have an aspect of being the gate to mamoshes, so even if that's the case over here of Yavish B'Yavish. It's called Yavish. Why it means even if does not mean it was not cooked together. The second thing the Prima Gom discussed, and we'll get more to in Simon Kofiud, we have a case of a Sovik of three pieces. Where are the three pieces? Are they the bolt together? Is in the Teruvis together when they get to like Bayer on Shabbat, it has to be a Teruvis together? Well, the case, they have three pieces in three different rooms. So if you're going to mix down, even if you have one piece in the attic, one piece in the house, one piece in America, but all three are part of the Sufik, that's nichol together of Teruvis. Teruvis does not mean it has to be mixed together and twined together in the Sufik Wurzel of Anenu. The Shabbat among the place gives something called Mukafim Usmukim. Lamaisa, there is a Charadat, a Binnis Adam wants to say not that way, but Be'ikah the Paiske like Prima Gadim. The loch is that what defines the Suffolk Negatos is whatever you're Masubic about. That means not the Suffolk in Matthias, what the Teruvus was the menu. The definition of the Teruvus is what you're Masubic about. You're Masubic about three different pieces and in three different countries. Who cares? But that's all part of your Suffolk. That's Nichol Negat of Teruvus. Sorry? Well, that's some good. We'll get to the Gedolim Kuvah. We'll get to all the cases. But Maisa, coming at this, we're defining what's the tzir over here in the gate, Yavish B'Yavish, where one thing is, even cooked still has to get a Yavish B'Yavish. The second thing is, Yavish B'Yavish, the Teruvus, does not mean Dafka together, it can mean different places. We'll answer that question when we get to Kuvah. Fine, now the Lotha comes along and says, let's have a case of Roy. The Gemara is a case of, in fact, let's be Vatul B'Rubai. Now first, what does it mean Vatul B'Rubai? They say something down, a shell among the Rishonim. The Bein Hakeshem on the page says to be Vatul and Shishim. Roy does not mean Roy. Roy means B'Rubua and a lot. Let's be Vatul and Shishim. This the Rambam, he says the loch over here, he says the loch is also Yavish B'Yavish as the Pashtus, or Mimiminoi. He says should be bottle, why the Issa Utsa Miotai. Machmas the Miot over here should be bottle. That means the Rambam holds even the Yavish B'Yavish, not like the Machaber, he's Shishim. There's a Raiva that way, there's a Ramban that way, a Kolboy, and the one side that's Rashi Shito in the Bamatir Daphne Gimel. You have six different Rishonim says, in the case of Yavish B'Yavish, not like the Machaber, it's six. It could be a case of Shishim. Now, to Mavatul these six in Rav, or even a case of Kefil, like the Pesach Tshuva says, bring down Minchas Yaakov in the case of Kefil, that's a Fakeret, the Rosh, and the Rajba, and Vikya, 16 different Rishonim went the other way. Said the Gemara says, Batul B'Rav, places said the Gedis, Pashas, Batul B'Rav, means Batul B'Rav. So again, the R Rishonim will say, in this case of the Rabbanim, we need Shishim, Vikya, the Psak, Klo, Loch, Lamaisa, is like the Rosh, and places and the Rajba, the Loch is that Batul B'Rav was Yavish B'Yavish. So again, so the loch mitzvah of this case over here of Yavish B'Yavish, he says, Batul B'Rav.
He says, "Lord, how's my drama that does not." Based on the grip from the Rambam, here there's another Sushi Pasuk from the Rambam.
No, I don't know such a shita. No, we have Rosh. Where's Rambam? She goes, he went to Rosh. He doesn't have a rabbi over here. It might be Pasuk. Well, the rabbi could be looking to the same kids to the opponent, that's why he's also the Michael. And the mindset, if the Baiskim went, the Loki is Batu Bashisha. It's Batu Barayu. Now, to go through the shitas over here, to be clear, in the shita, again, we're discussing the first level of Yavish Yavish Bim and Minayin. In that case, we're Paskin Raiv. What's the Loch of Raiv? We have four shitas among the Rishonim. What to do with this Raiv? We're going to have a Rosh Shita, the Loch is to keep all three for Vasachas. We're going to have a Rajb Shita, one person can eat all three, Bezachas there. We're going to have a third Shita, Taisha Shita, that one person should not eat all three. We have a fourth sheet over here, Rashi Shita, that says you should throw out one and then you can eat over the eat whatever's left over. There's four different sheets over here. We'll get to Pesach when we're Pesach. Fine, Maish, there are four different cases here among the Rishonim. Four different halachas in the Geshe Rishonim. To go through each one, Maish is interesting. All four case sheets among the Rishonim are brought out by the Mechaber the Rama. Without the Shachtas, all four brought down on the page. To go through each one. The first shita again is very simple. The Rosh Shita is you can take all three and eat them with Vasachas. And he says that one Shabbat is again the Tapech, he switched the Ish to the Eter, and therefore you can eat them all together. That's how the Torah, the Venerucha Paskins. Now, how do we Paskin this way? So, a couple people ask me, I say it's brought down the Mechab the Ramah, as far as you read Sefer Aleph, there's only three shitas there, there's no fourth shita. Terry says it's in Sif Beis. The Sif Beis, it says it's cooked together. The Ramah says, Mokm Heshed with Semech and the Rosh. And therefore, the Loch the Ramah said, "Samecha on the Rosh, Mokm Hefsid." So, Oil would ask me, "So why not Sif Aleph?" Very simple. There is no Hefsid in Sif Aleph. If it's not cooked together, eat it Zer Chazer. How? You don't really have a case in Sif Aleph of having a case of Hefsid. You have three pieces in front of you. You have to eat all three one time. Eat it Zer Chazer. In Sif Beis, you have a case of Hefsid cooked together. You lose the meat. Therefore, it will Samech Mokm Hefsid on the Rosh. I know Blondon will find the case even not put together. But Bekloliyus, the reason why it's put on Sif Beis and not Sif Aleph is why Bekloliyus, the loch is a Shaykh Hefsid, the Bishul, not Shaykh Hefsid, but not being Mavoshul. That means this first sheet of the Rosh, the Maisa, how do we pass against the Ramah? Says, Mokm Hefsid, we follow like the Rosh, eat all the Bavas Achas, the Maisa will be Mutter.
It means Blondon finds a case even in Sif Aleph that you can make
up? Yes. Even if you find a case. Again, everyone kept trying to find me a case. You have to eat them in five vasachas. Pash is no normal case to have. That's why it's in Sif Beis. Otherwise, the Rosh be passing Lach Maisa, Lach Mehesed. Now, the Rosh's word is Mach Mehesed. What does Hefsed mean? It means Hefsed Ksas, Hefsed Ruba, Hefsed. I think it's like fourth time we discussed this avenue. What does it mean, Mach Mehesed? The Rosh of Maisa writes on this halacha, he writes Pash according to Ramah, Hefsed Ruba. People gone and I looked around six different times, he says Hefsed Ruba. The grass is Hefsim Ruba. I'm not sure why they say Hefsim Ruba. The Maishal, the way the Meshibruah, when he brings it down, or the Chacham Zadim, or the Magavan, they bring it down, they bring it down like the words of the Ramah, the Mokm Hefsid. Even more than that, the Chamud Daniel, he says, look at the Torah Chatas, and look at the Darkei Moshe, and then Mekel totally, without even Mokm Hefsid. So it says Mokm Hefsid, we Mekel means a Hefsik Sas. Even a little bit of a Hefsid. So it comes out that really sounds like in the words of the Ramah, Hefsid, there are three different ways to learn it. Including like the Prim Gom said, Hefsid Ruba, not sure why. Rishmua brings down Kapashis, Mokm Hefsid. The Chmudinil means Hefsid Sas. That's if you follow the Bnei Ashkenaz Ramah. Hefsid, each one has his own understanding. The Maisa, Mechab does not bring down the Shito. And therefore, looking at the Kalachayim, he says, for the Svartim, there is no Heter. Mokm Hefsid Ruba, the Maisa, Yafi Machmer. Why? That's the Mechaber Shita. You bring down three options, or two options really, but he's not bringing down the Rosh Shita. Therefore, the Mechaber has to be Machmer. That means if the Ashkenaz will have a Hetim Mokm Efsid, but I think if the Mechaber, the Svad, might will be Machmer, even the Mokm Efsid Rupo. Now, this Rosh Shita, how far to understand the story behind it, the Rosh saying the Tapech from Issa to Heter, he does say, Belemza, you're Moisif to it, whether you're Moisif with case of Lach or the case of Yavish, he says that Elvi Motza Minas Mina Yivinir or Chayze Vinir, and therefore, for example, let's say you have two of Heter, one of Isser, all three let eat. If you added another piece of Isser or two pieces of Isser, you don't have enough bottle three of Heter then two, a Motza Mina Mina, and awake up the Isser was there beforehand. That means it sounds like Shan the Rosh is a Gamnis Hapach LeHeter. It's not totally gone. The Isser is dormant. It's way of being affected by an outside factor, and since it's dormant, and then you throw in other issa, wakes up a chayziv near issa that was there, that's sleeping in the lefenenu, and there will be back to issa deraisa. That's the pashtus. That's the pshat in the rush. Now the Rosh has brought down the debate, discusses if it's Koidim Noida Turuvas or Acha Noida Turuvas. What does that mean, Koidim Noida or Acha Noida? The way the Shach understands it, the Shach says it is in the right form. That means, let's say in the case of two of Heter and one of Isser, Meister's case is in this Hapich Leheter. When is it in this Hapich to the Shach? Only Acha Noida the Turuvas. Let's say a person does not know about it. And Meister, you ate it, or even Isser? Maybe this is the right soul. And the Meister, why? You have two of the Heter, one of Isser. The vocal is inside the Heter. The idea of the person makes the bittle over here. Sounds like, but Etzim, what makes a bittle? You have to have Roiv. What makes a Sophic? There are three different continents over here. Why should I make a bittle over here? Your idea makes a Sophic. It makes a Sophic, it makes a bittle. The lack of the idea, the lack of the knowledge that you have over here that there are a Sophic with a Nainu will be concerned in the bittle, and therefore, you either Yoivin Issa Dereisa. The Chavdas, the guys won't say it's Dindir Abono, but Meisel, the way the Shach, the Pichod says, you need the idea over here to make a bittle of a Dereisa. Otherwise, you won't have a bittle over there. You won't have a bittle, and it will be also to eat. Well, that's the first shita, that's the Rosh shita. The second shita is the Rashba shita. He says the loch is a person, they can eat every single piece, zercha zer, and napa vasachas. That's the Rashba, that's the Ram. That's how the Mechaber brings down the Salocho. And the reason how the Rashba says inside is because when I eat this one, I say the other one's the Isser. When I eat the second one, I say the first one was the Isser. As long as I can be told that something else is the Isser, that's why it's more to eat each one by itself. But I take all three and eat them in my mouth at the same time. It's not clear over here. I can't be told that something else was the Isser. And since I cannot be told, therefore it's also to eat all three at one time. Now, sorry?
You're being
told
it's in your body eventually.
No, is fine. But each time I'm doing the pool to Isser, I'm not seeing any Isser over here. Now, the Avonah, where you seem to be asking over here, what's your son of the Rash for? The question they discuss is really, is the Rashba agree to the Rosh? It's Hapech Isla Heter. Allah's Hapech accepted the Dindir Abonnel here. Well, no, the Dindir of the Rashba is no, he argues on the side that the Pasuk says, Achram Mahadis means Lech Achorayt, but not Bittel, there's no Dindir in the Hapech. What right do you have to say this side in the Hapech? When the Kash saw in the beginning from Chaim or others, Baruch HaShulchan, when do you see a second Dindir in the Hapech Isla Heter? What's the Rashba arguing? Is he agreeing in the Raisa, arguing in the Abonnels, or is he arguing in the Raisas? They point out, you read the Taz says, Achrab lahatos, loyich miru rabbonim, rabbonim not machmer, only not to eat all three at one time. The words of the Taz is, rabbonim, they were machmer, not to eat all three. That means the dindir rabbonim, the Prima Gun points out on this Taz, he says, the pashas is, this halach is the dindir rabbonim. That's the pashas, as it brings it right in the case of lach balach, but it's the dindir rabbonim. Therefore, the Graz and the Mishiburu also on top of Mazayin, the Bingzam, this halach of the Rajbo, the dindir rabbonim. A right person can say, dindir rabbonim. Salah Shani, the other those who disagree, they say no. Avada, the Rashba, the reason we're being Machmer, he holds it, no Nisapech. What right do you have the second din over here? The info says, I'm sorry for the Keroyo or the Biskuro, the kindness. No, he argued the Slay Shabai in the Hetty in and of itself. He wants to sign it because it's din de Raisi, eating all three, you might say eating all three at one time. Therefore, it should be a din. You cannot be told that this is something else. And therefore, there is no Nisapech. And therefore, says, Aruch Shukh and the Biskuro, you're eating the right, and it's over here, and you're even Issa de Raisa. So this Rashba over here, the second Shita, what is it? Machloikis, where is Achoyin and Pimgon and Mishnah Brua went as a Dindir Abonon? So the Shani, the Adol, the Archashuch, and the Mishnah Brua says a Dindir Aisa.
You're still being kind of within your body like this.
Now, to understand, what is the Yisoid? If you say it's the Abonon, which is the easy way to understand it, really the Rosh understands Avada is Nisab, the Rashba agrees in Nisabe. It's a turn to Heter. So why be Machba? What's the Dira Abonon over here? So there is one way that Chavadah sounds like is the Gzeira Otto Enaminoi. But the Rashba does not sound that way. The way how the grass says, or the Badai Shulchan, the grass says, it's Mar Sain, looks very bad they're eating Yisr. Take three pieces, look at, eat it, put it inside your mouth. Balabatish, Agam Nisapech, all from your mutter. But a person sees you eating, or you yourself not eating, you're eating Yisr, you're eating Chazer. How can a person put that inside your mouth? It's a Mar Sain, Mar Sain din. Or the way the Badai Shulchan is dropped different. He says, it's a Zilzli, Mima Zilzli, Yisrim. You take all three, you put in your mouth at the same time, it's a Zilzli Yisrim. That's why the Dindir Abonon over here. Mashenken Achaz Achaz. Every time I say, when I eat the second one, that was it. Not being the Zalzal. There's no Maris Ayin. There's no point, stage of the game. I can say I'm eating Yisr. Even with Dindir Abonon over here, why it doesn't look right and look correct? Again, either the Zalzal Yisrim or Maris Ayin.
Not okay with the person himself. Not meaning the Chedir Chedir.
No. Be'etzem, the pool itself. It doesn't mean Allah on Maris Ayin. means the gedder, the idea of ma'ariz. This looks bad. Now that doesn't sound to Rabban. That's the swore behind it. It sounds that the raisa, the Aruch Shulchan wants the raisa. So the kasha are all asking the Prim Godim, Chavadas. The loch is lach balach. The case of Yavish lach balach min b'mina yivaz the case of Rabbanon. So why, when lach balach of min b'mina is intertwined and the vadi going to be eating over here lach that has this inside? That's the case of Rabbanon. So what's the chiluk of thinking Yavish eating all three at one time, balach eating all three at one time? That's Prim Godim's raya brua writes numerous times. That must be din de Rabbanon. The question is, how do you answer back those achrayim who understand the Rashba din de raiso? So the way of the yeshiva, there's a machon, a couple places about it, or the Mishnah of Aaron, or the Chav Nerah, they all discuss that Yavish B'Yavish works differently than Lach B'Lach. The Lach B'Lach Avada Evne Gviz is the case to Rabbanon. The set of Lach B'Lach, where they get intermingled, intertwined with another, you can't point to anything by itself, it's Commander Lassadami. But Yavish B'Yavish, each one is standing by itself. This your das makes a suffix of a terubis over here, but Metzias, each one is standing by itself, there is no pickle over here. Therefore, when it's Yavish B'Yavish, you can say it's a din deraisa. Balach Balach, when it's intertwined one with another, Avad is a gerer goes one after another, Avad is a bitter going on over here. So the only way to answer back to say the Rajb is a case of deraisa, if you mechal between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach Balach, the Lach Balach Avad there is a bittle of Kuliyama, and Yavish B'Yavish would be a case of deraisa.
When you get to the
13th,
the
pula
that you're doing right now, the
Shriya is
not the Issa?
No, I'm saying I already ate this, sir.
No one wants to say that they ate this already.
No, what's it? But there's no Maris Ayin, there's no Zildan Zurim. That's
the third piece right now.
You're telling me now the third cheetah. That's called the third cheetah here.
This is the second cheetah. I don't understand the Rashi. It's about it. As you get to the third piece, you're about to eat this right now.
I'm not eating this.
You're going to say, I ate this one.
So
the third piece is
the
answer after the first two pieces you ate.
I know. The pool I'm doing right now, you cannot point to a stage in life that right now I'm eating yesterday. You can never point to something. Tell me where my act is wrong. This act is fine, this act is fine, this act is fine. There's no act is wrong. Fine, Maisa, again, we have the Rashba sheet that says you cannot eat all three at one time. The Rashba says, Maisa, what's the lacha? Uzechaz as motor. By the case of Shishim, according to the Rashba, can you eat all 60 at one time? Let's say they're very small pieces, like the shaft is down from the door, all small pieces. Can you take all 60, put them in your mouth all one time? Or the Rashba also say the same baya in this case. Why? Because again, just like you're saying by three pieces, that bottom row of Yavish, B'Yavish, you're saying the lock is, you can eat off me at one time. What about my case of Shishim? So, Mikhas Khoin, Chavadas, and other than being none of Adas Motor. There has to be a getter, a cutter point where we agree that there's no even Zilzul, no getter Maris Ayin. Or the way how they're really coming from the Rambam. The Rambam says at a certain level, the Rambam itself says, there's no Bittul until it comes to a case of Shishim, Machmish is Miyutai, Commander Lassadomi. Therefore, the Achorim will say that how far to take the Rajbo, the Rajbo is the case when he has to be. But once it's 60 already, everyone agrees that 60 is never done, it's gone already. Agam is really in the game more to the case of taste than Mamoshis, and the gate to taste commander less of Dummy. But especially if you understand the Geddes of the Rabbanon, that's Maris Ayin, once it's a certain number, it's commander less of Dummy. Zilzul, a certain number, everyone knows 60 is commander less of Dummy. Once it hits a certain level, it's be Bokalim, Shishim, and they're going to eat all of them Bavatacha. That's what the place can say. Even Dr. Rajbo, that by Shishim, they agreed to eat them all at one time. I'm not sure we're doing this sheet of the rice. They don't discuss the avenue. I don't, no, forget. He says Gzeiro. He says, forget. You write three times. It's Mutu because he says Gzeiro. I don't know those old rice. I don't know what to do with that. He says it also. Fine. Now, they also do point out in the side of the Rajbo, which could be also my colleagues job on the rice, so can the Rajbo eat two at one time or not? So the Shach says very clearly you can eat two and leave over one. And if you go, the case of Rabbanon is very good because you can never point I'm solely eating Yisr. My star, Choshokhan says not the way. Choshokhan, I think, is the Shitalsoi. He says we're dealing with Yisr Raisa. The Holy says, why is Lecha Acharoyv? Lecha Acharoyv. He said, but my star eating two at one time. I have the way with me right now. And therefore, he calls it Shitu Mekubet because he wants to argue the Shach. He wants to say, he cannot eat two right now and eat one later on because right now I have the way with me. Before again, these Lushtosis, Choshokhan, Dinner Raisa, goes Dinner Maris Ayin or Zilzul. There's no stage of point to being in Islam here. It's very good to go to the Mishnah Berurah or the Prima Gan. Did your Rabbanon? That's what the Shach says. Eat two at one time. What? No, a one. There's like Hacharayim. Each one's right. Call the Parshim is right. Fine. Saying good Svar, he said the Baron says it.
What, the one you eat is also part of the Suffolk?
No, you're doing the Pekhili of a goal. Why don't you eat one? Is it too
much? No, the one you eat is part of the Suffolk.
What's
like,
the letter to
what's the rule? What's the difference?
Well, that's the second Chito. The third Chito here is, was brought down that a person is from the Pesach Chito, and it's brought down that Pesach Witt holds this way, that one person should not eat everything. One person should not eat it, it's only eaten by two different people. Third Chito here. Now, again, Pesach said the Lashon Shemel. The Goyshe Adurah says to be Choshish for the Smag Sheet and the Mordechai, they bring down this halacha. The way it's put down on the page of Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings down, the person from the Chathchila should be knowing this way. That means Be'ikra halacha is the Rashba, Magum Hesed is the Rosh, but a person from the Chathchila should be Machmir for the Shito of not eating it by one person, but eating by two different people. And again, the same question we discussed, this Shito over here that we're calling Taisa Shito, the Smag Shito, is it Dindurabonda or Dindaraisa? Just like in the Rashba we call it Dindurabonda Raisa, we call it also in the third sheet over here, Dindurabonda Raisa. They say, you look in the Taisa's Rid, in Babasa Daf Lam Aleph, or in Mekvoyis of Parak Aleph, he writes clearly that he eat it Zer Chazer, and he eat all three, says Chayim Chattas.
Zer Chazer?
Okay, the way that Chonim explained it means clearly, he says Zer Chazer, where Chonim writes, that's the word, that's the case, by Shnei Shfilim or others he compares it to, but the way that Chonim explained the Taisa's Rid, is saying, for the way that Chonim again, the way that Chonim explained the Taisa Rid, that's the Pasha Taisa Rid, is that even Zecha Zay even is the Raisa and says Chayav Chatus. That means again, this third Shita Taisa Shita Pashas is in case of Chayav Chatus in the Raisa. Atar Shani, you must have Chonim say the Kashas in case of Lach. This is the same as the Kashas. They want to say Beikas Dindu Rabbanon. That means anyone who holds a Raj was Rabbanon, about the Taisa Rid Dindu Rabbanon. Or what's the Rabbanon? Again, the Baal Shokol says very simple. They sing this story. Just like the Rashba Shita is a Zilzil in his Turim, or Mars Ayin, same thing, when Zerach HaZer, one person eats it, same idea, same Yisoid, the Zilzil is Turim. If I eat someone, you eat someone, not being a Zilzil. Or Mars Ayin, the Mars looks like I ate his Turim, like you're saying, you understand the Taisha Vid or the this mouth so well, that the Yisoid is a Dindir Abonim. So here we have two optional Vid, Dindir Abonim, the Raisa. Again, the Taisha Vid says the Raisa, in the case of Lach, they have to answer the same way we said before, in Tilbit and Lach and Yavesh. But it could apply to say this malach because it didn't do rabbanon. That's the pasuk didn't do rabbanon. Case of zilzul amir sign. They do discuss an interesting shiloh that let's say I want to give to three different people, meister three different people about it. Each one can eat it. There's no problem with that neighbor. But says the base oitzim, let's say give it to three ketanim. This giving to cotton is not on the ketanim eating it, but you're the feeding it. So you want to tain as if you yourself are doing it, and if you want to tain, maybe vaya give it to the ketanim, because the issa is not beside the ketanim, the issa is beside the lois achilim, beside the garb of giving it, not beside the chetzo.
Fine. Bagadli not every lois achilim, only by ketanim eating.
That's what he says. Based, there's a big tone about that. That's a side shiloh. That's not really asking.
Even by ketanim.
No. That's not asking. No. Fine. The fourth sheet over here. The fourth sheet over here is Rashi Shito. They bring down Rashi of Azura, Rashi of Beisa. In the case of Yavish B'Yavish, or the case of Mim B'Mina, the halacha is you have to throw one out, and then you can eat the rest. Now this halacha again is brought down also by the Paiskim, the Fnim Mishos Din is a Chumra Ba'alma. That means it comes out, this sheet is the Fnim Mishos Din, the sheet of before, and the Smag is Lechatchila, the sheet of the Rashba is Me'ik HaLocha, and the sheet of the Rosh is Mitzad Hefzad, Mitzad Ibn Ashkenaz.
Rashi himself is
Me'ik HaLocha. Right, yeah, we pass in the Fnim Mishos Din, we pass in Mitzad Ma'il HaShavoy. For example, the Paiskim discuss on Shabbos, and the person who has a two of Heter, one of Isser, can throw one out, being the Sak and the Oichel. Says the Magar Rom in the Mishnah Berurah, since it's only Yom Chumra Ba'alma, it's not the Ikka Alocha, and even no Bayam Mitzah Mesak, one on Shabbos Lav, throw it out. Why? Because we paskin Agam, the Chosh for Rashi, and Rashi might hold Mikra Din, but Mitzah Awa on Hogi Shabbos, it's a Chumra Ba'alma, and therefore on Shabbos, there's no Bayam being Mesak and Oichel, no problem.
Even for Rashi, now, if you just left one over, wouldn't you get thread beforehand?
What's the shadow over here in this sheet over here? Seems to be Masoich Yishonim, the side of the sheet over here. The way how it's brought down the Goy Shadurai that's coming from a Ben Achil Mifariz, the case is, what's the fourth sheet to be Makwa throwing out? You know why? Because it could be Choshes for the third sheet, there might be one person might eat all three together, which you can't do that. Since we do not want one person to eat all three, therefore throw one out. That's his Malach. One Malach Goy Shadurai. So I'm going to go this way. I tell Hashani, the way how it's brought down from the Moram, from Wittenberg, brought down by Shal the Bach, the state is, because we don't want a Yisrael to eat it, sir. We don't want Yisrael to eat it, sir. And therefore, even I'm eating it, so someone else, it looks very bad, someone's eating Yisrael over here. It should not look like we're eating Yisrael. what's the nafkamina between the two reasons? Two basic nafkaminas. One is, can me and somebody else, bevas achas, eat these pieces together? Look at the Goyish Haridu, he says two people can eat it together, mamish. Because it won't lead to gzeirah of I'm going to eat it together. I'm going to eat all the pieces. I can't eat them all, we're eating bevas achas. They even go to the Mahalach, the Goyish Haridu says, by the Shulchan, that's Ike Mahalach, the Goyish Haridu. The Mahalach is why it's gzeirah to the third Shita. So me and you say, let's go, one, two, three, let's eat. So the Baalei Shulchan, no problem. Because we're never going to lead to the third Shita, you're going to eat the bevas achas. Asana Sheni, go to the Maharam's Mahalach, Mashal brings down the Baalei Shita, is why, because he is eating, it looks very bad. Very Muslim, so the Deacon, Lukhor should be also. Baalei Shulchan says, Ike Mahalach, the Goyish Haridu. One Afkamino. Another nafkamina said about the Shulchan, he wants to bring right to the Mogav Ram and Shinchav Gimel. Do you have to throw out beforehand or can you throw it out afterwards? Mogav Ram is discussing again a case on Shabbos. You have all three in front of you. Says the Mogav Ram on Shabbos you can throw it out. What do you mean? Just eat two and only eat the third one. What's the bayah? Says about the Shulchan, you know why? Because the problem is why they were up to the third sheet, you might eat them together. Therefore, you have to throw it out first. Throw it out first. Fine. They can't be done on Shabbos. It's a chumah ba'alma. The gzeirah or to the third shita. Look at the master shekel over there. He says, no. What do you mean? Throw it afterwards. Who cares? He said, not to eat them by yidin. So he says, echnami. Just means the chumah ba'alma. You can still throw it out on Shabbos. But he says, no. What he said over here? The yidin shouldn't eat it. You shouldn't eat it. Throw it out later. Or don't even throw it out. Just leave it around. I'm going to throw it in the garbage. Whatever the case is. So we had two nafkaminas. No, of course not. What? Especially if you learn that there are two different countries. But when Maisa comes out, what's he showing them for? There were two different ways among the showing them, the place we had to bring it down. And two basic nafkaminas, it is the nafkamina. Can you eat them again? You have to throw it out first, or can you eat, me and you eat them with our sachas? So Adkan again, we went through the first level over here. We have one level of the Yavash B'Yavash, case of Mimbaminoi. Halacha is very simple, we have four sheetas over here. The Rosh Bakma has said, and otherwise the other sheets we can pass in like the Rashi Mekhatin, the Chachil B'Choshi from Taisvis, and from the Mishra still we're going to go like Rashi Shita. Next level, the second level, in the case of Mim B'Mino of Lach Palach, what's the loch in that case? So again, if you go like Rashi Shita, that's Mamashab, you don't feel the Elf bottle. We don't pass it like that, we pass the loch like the Rabbanon, and therefore Minat Torah L'Chor you need Roiv, and otherwise Minat Rabbanon we need Shishim. Now, Lamaisa, why do you need Shishim? Why do you need Shishim? As we mentioned before, in the Pasha is the easiest way, and the wash brings down, it's a Xero after a case of Einamino. You have a case of Mimbamino of Lach Palach. Therefore, the reason why you need Shishim can, might be a case of Einamino, which means Adin. You need Shishim. You could go to the case of Einamino. They point out, you read the Rashba slowly, he seems to be saying two different reasons why a person has to be Machmer in the case of Lach Palach Mimbamino. One option you say, like the Rosh. He says another aspect, another reason he says. He says when you have lach palach mimimino, they're all intertwined. And when you eat it, you're eating for sure isa together. Just like you cannot eat all three pieces together, but you're lach palach, you're eating all together. It's the reason why it's also, why keep eating them together? And Mavish looking at Rashba and Torah Tobias, it's one line after another, he says the same thing. The reason why it's also is because they're after Einamino. And why it's also, can you eat, just like by three pieces together, you cannot eat it, because showing this is here. Also, Lach Lach, showing this is over here. Like the Prima Gunnam, the mysterious Rashba, one line after another. It's the Ikki side of the Zero, like the Rosh, but no, it's the own soil, the Shitah side, the why? Because eating them all together, Lach Lach, intertwines them together, makes them to being one. Maisha that had to answer it is a machlikis, just Pshan Rashba, Prima Gunnam versus Shai Yosher, Shimishkov. Prima Gunnam says the side over here is Batsam, the side is like the Rashba, eat them all together. When he have a Yavish, Yavish cannot eat all three together, he also cannot eat all three together. But the question is, why do we stop at Shishim for? Why are we stopping at Shishim? So the reason why we're stopping at Shishim, because we see that just like by Shishim it stops, command to Lessus, Nevad, therefore we're stopping at Shishim, we're going to matter to eat it when the case of Shishim is over here. That's the story. For Iker, it's a Yedder or a Swirl. Why the Maisi was stopping in the case of Shishim? The Rebbe Shimon says, no, he quotes the Prima Gunnam and says, what are you talking about? Except, Xero to Shloi B'Minoi, even when we make Xero, as he says, we have Yisoid, we have to base it upon something that's, we have a Locha somewhere on another place, we have a Locha over here. So what are you basing upon that we've been going to Achish Lebeminoi? Is because since and when you'll eat all three together, you'll taste it. You'll also be tasting the issue. We're basing the gezerah onto another place halacha of when you're going to taste it. But the ikar gezerah is Achish Lebeminoi. But those are two different ways to understand this side over here, which are the Rashba. Again, we have a Rosh Shita gezerah floor. The Rashba, two different ways to understand the Rashba. The Chodim do is the Chura, the Rosh. Maybe the Rashba can be Lishitosha. They hold Tamki ikar is the Raisa. The Rosh, the Torah says that way, or the Rashba is choshed that way. So you can have a gzeira from Minoi or Te'ena Minoi. But the Rambam Shito, or the Ran or others who hold that the Locha of Min Shloiva Minoi is the case of the Rabbanon, Tam Kirk is the Rabbanon, how the world can you make a gzeira? Gzeira. What are you saying? Mimma Mina Lach Balach says the Rosh, but Goyza what? Or Te'ena Minoi. You hold Tam Kirk is the Rabbanon, it's gzeira. Kasha the Achronim ask. So one way of answering if you got them, very solid one answer. We're going to not up to the case of Tam Kikir, which is Rabban. We're going to up to the case when you have Kizai's Kizai Chilis Pas, which is the case of Deraisa. We're going to up to the case of Shaykh Tamatir with Deraisa. That's how people got them want to answer. Yad Yudah wants to answer, and the Bada Shulchan wants to say, L'chura, the Rosh, the Ram, the Shitasa, he makes a little Shikhal Torah out of it, the Rosh holds Tamik Deraisa, the Ram holds Tamik Derabonon. The Ram's Loshin is, the reason will be Machma of Mimba Mina Lach Palach, is Mitzad that the Issa has to be Memait, Mitzad the Mirto Shaboy is Commander Lassa Domi. Again, Loshin the Ram is that we have to have a Commander Lassa. It looks very bad when you have pieces of Issa of Fenenu, it looks like you're having Issa. What's in Shishim over here? That's what will be Machma for Shishim, Mimba Mina Lach Palach. Mitzad what? That if it's Nick over here, or people have a Geta being a Keris over here, what does Shishim is Commander Lassa Domi? That's his Yisoid. But the kid that comes out, we have a loch over here of again of Mimimina Lach Balach. The loch is again either mitzad gzeira or to shloib minoi, or mitzad we have a reason why we might eat them together. This is one interesting nachmina I point out maybe. There's a shiloh, let's say it's not shaykh to have a case of ena minoi. For example, you have a case of muksa. By muksa of Mimimimoi, we go to ena minoi. The case of shishim? No, it's not such thing as ena minoi by the case of muksa. So come along the Magar Roman talks at the Ches, and he says he wants to say the loch should be a case of Shishim by the case of Muksa. So the people go, what are you talking about? That's Shaykh Enaminoi. They want to point out what's the quote you say the Machlaikis. Depends. If it's the Gzeira of the Enaminoi, there's no Enaminoi by Muksa. If it's like the Rajbo, the wife eating Bavas Achas all at one time, so fine. Then Be'etzim, by the case of Muksa, Shaykh also decided by Muksa that nothing to do with the case of Tam, none of the scenes Tam by Muksa, but the case is that you're eating all three at one time by Lach Balach. It'd be the same thing why you Shishim by the case of Lach Balach. Fine, he said except because they're abundant, therefore we want to be Makel. That's the Magabam. But otherwise, he says, if you're wondering what you're talking about, there's no Shaykh in a Minoi. Well, that's the third level. That's the second level. Third level is the case of Mim Shloim Minoi, the case of Yavesh B'Yavesh. Now, first, the case, how do you have a case of Min Shloim Minoi Yavesh B'Yavesh? Min Shloim Minoi. So just take it out. You recognize it. Come on, Vashachi has three ways of having a case of Min Shloim Minoi that you do not recognize. Either he has a case he calls the Torah where you grind them up in very small pieces, and therefore it's not recognizable. Or he says another case where you know you did a shechita, a lot of animals. The Maaseh say you do not know which one had you did it incorrectly, and therefore you're not sure which one of these three pieces over here, one of them on Maaseh Isser, the other two be case of being heter.
Why is there any meaning?
No, the three different types of pieces. Now it sounds like Mashach, the case of chicken, the case of meat, and others are Mimba Shloim Minoi, the Chaz Nisha is what I mean. Some people hold that as a case of Mimba Minoi. They do want to be right in the case of the Shach, what the definition of Mimba Minoi is. Find that true. But might say, in the case where you have, let's say, chicken and fish and meat are three different pieces, like don't do shechita of fish, let's say lamb and steak and chicken, three different pieces over here, and one of them is shechita incorrectly. With my mokum of bittul b'roiv, achrav lahatis. That's the case of min b'minoi. So we have no mar mokum of min shloim b'minoi to say bittul b'roiv. Therefore, the case of min shloim b'minoi, agamet yovish b'yovish, be a case of bittul b'shishim midereisa. So the pimagam, that's the cheshbon, that's where it's coming from. Who is the pella? Because where do you get shishim from? Who are the nafil be'alfloy bottle? Leib tzarachin. And therefore, the ikk of the Paiskim say the loch is why? What's the locha? Shishim midar bonum. That's the ikk of the Paiskim come to say about Shumo. The loch is, we pask and the loch is a gzero of utter enaminoi. The loch will be a gzero utter bishul. Therefore, the loch will be that you need a case of shishim midar bonum.
Now, come along over here, the Shachar discusses what's halacha in the case of Isra Rabbanon. Again, the case Yavish Biyavish, Minch Loi Beminai, we pass in Shishin Rabbanon. Why it's Gzeiro? Gzeiro, Pasha Gzeiro. They might come to Bavashal, Litin Isra Deraisa. What happens if you have a case of Isra Rabbanon? So, first, there is one Shita, the Beisayas of Ingzan, the Goshai Dura says, you have one verse one, Savda Rabbanon Kula. Even one verse one, Loch should be its mutter. Why? This is Rabbanon, Savda Rabbanon Kula. Maisha that claw the Beisayim and the Shach the Paiskim disagree. Why? Because the loch is we have a sub in the Rabbanon where the Chet gets Isser. The loch is the Shach and Kof Yud says no, everyone thinks Sevda Rabbanon Lekula. It's not true. Says the Shach Sevda Rabbanon Lekula only there's no Chet gets Isser. Chet gets Isser Sevda Rabbanon Lechumro. Therefore you have one verse one. It's a, we have a Chet gets Isser Lefenenu. Not sure which one. The loch is sub the Rabbanon Lechumro. Now once you do not pass in like Goy Shai Dur, we have another Machlokes. Do you need the loch of Roiv or Shishim? The pashtus reading of the Ramah that he says not to mechalik whether Rabban the Raisa lechur is going even a case of mim shaloi b'mina a case of yavish b'yavish and therefore the pashtus of the Ramah you need a case of shishim. So the sheni the coming along the shach he wants to marach over here and say no the whole entire reason why you need shishim is why it's gzera after you lead to a case of the Raisa is the Rabban will never lead to a case of the Raisa. Therefore you want to say the locha should be a case of roiv. I mean come down we have three sheets over here we have goshai duro it says one verse one. We have the Shach Shita that says Batal B'Roiv. We have the Pashto Rama that says the case of Shishim. Shalom among the Paiskim had a Paskim. The Chochmas Adam says Mokhm Hefsid, you know, like the Shach. The way the Aruch HaShulchan says Mokhm Hefsid Ruba, you know, like the Shach. Mice, we have three different Shitas. The Paiskim Mokhm Hefsid, Hefsid Ruba, they follow the Mice of the Shita of the Shach. The fourth level over here is the case of Mimin Shlobi Mina Lach Balach. What's the loch in that case? That Shishim, why you Tam Yik Dereisa, Pas, if we're holding together the case of Dereisa over here. Paskin the Raisa, that's the fourth Shita. So again, Bekitzi went through the four different Shitas over here. Yavish B'Yavish Mim B'Minoi is Batal B'Roiv. Question how to eat it, four different Shitas in that. The second level is when it's Mim Shloi B'Minoi Yavish B'Yavish, that's Aloch Gzeiro Ata Bishol. The third sheet level is Mim Shloi B'Minoi of a case of Lach. That is the fourth. Mim B'Minoi case of Lach, that's the third. And the fourth level is Lach B'Lach Min Shloi B'Minoi. Those are four different levels over here. Again, one's the Raisa B'Shor, one's but the Roiv, and the two in between are case of Shishim Rabbanon. Now, what defines the case of Roiv over here? Come on the Pesachei Tshuva, and he starts with two different questions in the first Pesachei Tshuva. We're saying the Locha is Bittul B'Roiv. The case of Shulchan Aruch is 1 and 2. Is 1 and 2 Dafka? That means you need 2 and 4, and 4 and 8, and 8 and 16. But no, as long as you have a Mashu more, 1 and 2, 2 and 3, 3 and 4, 4 and 5, is it Bittul and Kol Shul, a drop more, or is the case, no, you need Mamish, but double the amount? So there are those who want to mechalak between the case of Yavish B'Yavish and the case of Lach B'Lach, and they want to say about the case of Lach B'Lach that the case of Yavish B'Yavish, maybe the case will be you need double, and Lach B'Lach, maybe you need a drop more than that. But the pashtus, you read the Paiskim over here, the way the Magarom, Pichodesh, Pitor, they bring down, the Loch is even by Lach B'Lach, a drop more, Lamaiskim Motor. And the way the Pichodesh brings it down, anyone who argues this is Toyi B'Dvar Mishnah, Shar Koloshin, the way the Pitor brings it down, Kolacholikazak, Kholik Allah Torah, Chash V'Shalom. Anyone disagrees with this halacha and says you need double the amount, it's chelik al Torah. The halacha is achir ab latos, advising double the amount. Now, the ma'aseh, those who are arguing, the pasha says, even though the Minchas Yaakov says you need double the amount, the question is, avadi does not mean they need double min Torah. That's the pasha. Why? The Torah itself is case of bezin. You have 13 verse 10, it's not double, you follow 13. The Minchas Yaakov is only saying in the case of Drabbanon. Again, they do bring down this in Mashon, Pesachim, Dafim, Dal. It sounds like even Minat Torah, you need double the amount. Fine, it's a Chiddush. But the Pashtus is, those who want to say you need double the amount, only did the Midah Bonon, not a case of Deraisa. So again, the Ikka, the Pashkim, and Go, there's a Mishabur, and Tapton Hei, the Aruch Shulchan, they paskin as long as you have a drop more than the Isser, we do not need double the amount. It'll be enough to have a drop more, that'll be Mavatal, sign in case of Yavish, Piyavish, sign in case of Balach, Balach, that'll be Motur. Gam ba all those who be machmer, there's a prim godim is not klar sam seifer, but the meisah the way the prim godim sam seifer end off, they say only in the case of the rabbanon, a vada loch is a drop more will be good. In the case of the reish, they're not klar. Gam in the case of the reish, the meisah mishibud of shulchan also will be mekel and say you only a drop more, you do not need double. What's the svar? Did you rabbanon? Now that's one thing Pesach Tshuva starts off with. The second thing he says. Is we're saying we need a drop more, or we say we need double. The question is, do you need roiv minyan or roiv binyan? The starting point they're coming from is the words of the Shach. The Shach says, when it says the words in the Mechaber, word 1 verse 2, he says, kloimar, what does that mean, achrab lahatos? Even if there is no roiv, However, the two of the pieces are smaller, even though they're, if it's worth again, the Hanaf Treishim Kanam Me Isser, even though there are two pieces that might be smaller than the other piece, still you have a case of Bittul Baroiv. Now, what does the Shach mean? Does it mean you have the two are smaller, each one by itself, but together they're bigger than the other piece? And therefore, it'll be a case of Roiv Binyan? Well, no, the case is even the two are smaller, even after that put together, they'll still be smaller than the other piece. What is the Shach saying? Come to Chinuch Beis Yehuda, and he brings down him versus Chacham Echad, the arguing tight towards the Shach. The Shach said something very clearly. He says, Kloimam, explaining you what the case is. The two are even smaller than the other one. But the two are smaller after they're put together, or only before they're put together, but after they're put together, be bigger than the other one. And the Lashon of the Achronim is it Roiv Binyan or Roiv Minyan? If you look at the numbers over here, Lamaisa, you have two of Het, you have three pieces there. Even though the two are smaller even afterwards, there's the other one, Lamaisa and pieces, Shawat, and the pieces, look at the pieces, Lamaisa, Roiv Minyan, each one, you have Roiv, that's three motor. Or to know, if you look at Roiv Binyan, Maisa is a Chavnish, who says Aloch is like the Chacham Echad, he says the Ikha Locho, or go up to Roiv Minyan. Roiv Minyan, Maisa, you have two of Het, one of Isser. Who cares that two are smaller than the big one? Maisa, you look at Roiv Minyan. They do bring down the Zerajm and Shuva, the Shoal asks, when you have a case of one verse one, what's the locha? The locha is, you're not sure of a case of the rice, you bring an Oshim Toli. In fact, the Shoal Maisa, why? Let's say that you're not sure which one it is, but one's bigger than the other one. So maybe the only time the Torah says you bring an Oshim Toli with an even. But let's say when one's bigger than the other one, you should not bring an Oshim Toli. Says the Rajm back to the Shoal, no, you missed the boat. He says, even if you eat the smaller one, you say, and the locha is, that since you do not have Vada Yehet over here, of Roiv Yehetar, and bring down the Sugav over here, Bittul Baroiv, you did not say the locha of that you're eating the Hetar Mamonash will be Motri. You should make a Cheshbon. If you eat the Hetar, what is it? I'm sorry, you eat the smaller one. What's the locha over here? If it's Hetar, it's fine. If it's Isser, it should be Bottle and the bigger one. Says the Rajvi, don't say that. Don't say that. Why? Because you have to have Vada Roiv Yehetar over here. What's the story of the Rajvi? The two ways to understand the Rajvi. Again, you have two pieces. One's big, one's small. Why can you eat the smaller one over here? Eat the smaller one. We'll get to that. Let's eat the smaller one. If the small one's Heter, I'm eating it. If the small one's Isser, it's Bottle, the bigger one. The Rajab says you can't say that. Why not? So two ways of saying it. The way the Prim Gram says, you know why? Because if the Isser here is the Roiv, then not only when it's Hapech Isser to Heter, it's Hapech Heter to Isser. So you don't have a Monoshach, which is a big tool among the Paiskim, that's true or not. Because you're showing the Makhlik, you're Paiskim, but the side of the Rajbi wants to understand. It's just like we're saying, this Hapet is it the Heter. So what do you want to say? You eat the small one, and Manashach, when I'm eating the small one, it's me Motor. If it's Heter, it's Motor. If it's Isser, it's Batal Roiv. If it's Heter, it's this Hapet to Isser. That's the Prima Godom. Kivegas is not the way. This Pshad kind is in. He wants to kind of. The Pshad is that to matter something, you need a Vada Roiv Heter. Vada Roiv Heter. You must sup again, Roiv Heter or not. So we have Roiv Heter or not. That's, if you've got to look at the Rashba, this passage, the reading of the Chuvas, the Rashba, it's Vada Roiv Heter over here. They point out, Lechura, either Malach you go with, whether the Pim Godim, you go with Kiveger, it sounds like, why do you just not say, like, the Chadnish, Lechura, why does Lechura tell him, Father Machlaikis, Roiv Minyan, Roiv Binyan? So you have one verse one. It says the Chadnish, you need Roiv Minyan. So you don't have Roiv Minyan. So the Rashba sounds like you go after Roiv Binyan. Because you know, he's saying what? The big one is bigger than the smaller one. Let's eat the small one, the Manoshach. He says you can't do that. Either if it's the Kiveg is Malach or Kimon Malach, he says you can't eat the smaller one. But there's no Rav over here. So the Pasha, the Rashba, is saying you go after what? Rav Minyan. Rav Binyan. Rav Binyan. Chanish is his cash upon himself. And he says, you know what? The Rashba, he could have answered that also. And the Chanami. He says another Mahalach, another Emesik Mahalach, we could have answered that. Chidish Otsum. Pasha the Rashba and the Achronim point out, the Chua that's Doichik says it's Pshan the Rashba. And the Chua Pasha the Rashba is saying, go up to Roiv Binyan, not Roiv Minyan. Maisa the Bichodesh says that way, and Taisha Shabbos, Pim Godim, and the Chinuch Beis Yud himself argues the Chacham Echad, and therefore the Chacham Mazal, the Pasha the Loch is, go what? After Roiv of the Binyan, not Roiv the Minyan.
Do you have to run?
No, either one.
You're saying the Rashba need Roiv Binyan?
Again, you can eat it either way.
You
know,
we have
a
ride the
rice and
the
rice. Remember,
I don't
bond which way neither
the
bond. No, come on. Again,
the Chadnish
says,
he's saying that the rabbit won't
be a ride. Why should that for? Well, the way they do want to say the Miguel Sevon say, what's the story of the Machlaikis? Again, the Chacham Echad versus Chinuch Beis Yehuda is really a Yisoid What's going on over here when you say Akra Mlahatis? Is your side is when I have all three lefanenu and I take each one out, do I say call the parish Ruva parish? If that's your side, Chura, the Lochish go after the minion. Parish of Albatris. I have three pieces. Who cares if what's bigger, what's smaller? Call the parish Ruva parish. What's the side of the Rajba? Akra Mlahatis. The side that the meat is being dragged over by the Raiv. So Vada then, what do you look at? You look at the Raiv minion, not the Raiv minion. And the Yisoid of the Machloik, it sounds like, what do you say about Akra Mlahatis? Do you say the Yisoid is called the Parish Mu'a Parish? So fine, who cares about the size? Or the Yisoid is what's being going with the other one to affect the other one? The Lachor, you should look at the entire two Ruvos, and therefore you should look after the wave of the Binyan, not wave of the Minyan.
Being dragged over, but you're still
saying what's meaning. I don't think it's cute, but I don't think so. One last point discussed over here is a side point I discussed the sugya of kemach v'kemach, yeah, flour that's wheat that was ground up to the case of flour. And there's a tumla among the shach, for example, Bach and the Rishonim be'etzem machlokes, Rambam and the Rashba, what is the case of kemach v'kemach? There's a gedda of yavish b'yavish, and therefore the klal of yavish b'yavish is v'kimekel mok me'etzit. Or the locha is a case of lach balach, and therefore the locha is you always need shishim, and you cannot make up a case of mok mefsit. So the mice again, you read the shach over here, it brings down the ikal mahalach from the bach, and the Rashi is a vadu give a gedder of lach balach. And that's how the mice, the mishribun, or shulchan pach in this way, you get a lach balach, and therefore the locha is that we can give a gedder of shishim. Tana Shenim Kivegas brings down the page, he says, I am the Rambam, and he goes with the mahalach of the Rambam, sounds like. The locha is a gedder yavish be yavish, therefore come out, according to the Kivegar, mok mefsit. Give a summary upon the Rambam and give a getter yavish b'yavish and be bottle b'roiv. Otherwise, not mok mefsid, where they call lach balach yavish b'yavish, the chura, since they're eating and intertwined one with another, a vadi cannot eat it. The only question is, the mok mefsid, what could a person do? Do we go like the Tosfos and the Rashba versus the Rambam? Machloik is really the Shach, Bishop Kiveger. It seems to me Roy Paiskin went like the Shach over here, Mishmur Dar Chashulchan. Again, the way the Chach was Odom and he brings it down, he says, the mok mefsid m'ruba, person can be summary upon the Rambam Mashita. Agam, there's a big tumult among the Achrinim, what the Rambam really holds. Because you really can define the case of Kemach v'Kemach, different cases. There's a case of Kemach v'Kemach, ground up, intertwined it, and the Vada has done to a case of Lach Balach. But sometimes you can make Kemach with the bigger kernels, or they're not intertwined, they're just put one on top of another. And therefore, those one time there is no right from the Rambam, the Chaznish, the Yom Vadas, come the road, the one time there is no right from the Rambam, they're discussing with some that sitting on top or the bigger kernels. Find the tumult what is the right from the Rambam, the Maisim, Kivegar, does bring a right from the Rambam, so the Rambam holds the case of Kemach v'Kemach as a get of Yavish b'Yavish, and therefore the Locha, the Chokhmah Zalman says, Mok Mefsi Reb Merubo, you can be Samech upon him. On Adkan Simon Kuftes, Bez Hashem, now we're going back to Kuf, which is the Locha of Beria, and Bez Hashem tomorrow will be the Sugya of Maimachoinim.